cradio.org.au.
Husband and wife Kevin and Helen Wagner have worked in evangelization for many years and have served together as directors of the Emmanuel School of Mission in Rome. This weekend, they will begin teaching a course in dynamic evangelization at the Catholic Adult Education Centre in Sydney. Luke caught up with Kevin to find out more.
So I'm joined today by Kevin Wagner, who's a lecturer at the University of Notre Dame's Broadway campus in Sydney. So thank you for joining me, Kevin.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Luke.
You're going to be running an intensive on dynamic evangelization. Now, what I wanted to first ask you in relation to that is, what is your experience of evangelization being, and how has that given you an insight into how Christians can evangelize in, as the course title is, a dynamic way?
Yeah, well, good question. So my wife and I, Helen and I, are running this course over this 2 weeks. And I think we've sort of been asked to do it because we have an experience of working at the Emmanuel School of Mission in Rome. We were directors of that school for 3 years. And in that position, we were sort of responsible for training young people to be prepared for evangelization. And so the whole preparation process was really about building up people to, you know, in sort of the human formation and in their spiritual formation and intellectual formation, so that they were able then to share what they'd been given. And so evangelization, we've sort of discovered through this, is really all about righting oneself or correcting one's orientation towards God, so that we're better able to see how God has worked in our lives. And so evangelization has, in the school, was really an ongoing process of in every encounter that students had, be it with each other, be it with people in the streets, through their compassion service or through street evangelization, which was often at St. Peter's with the World Youth Day Cross, or whether it was on formal missions, you know, in Rome or Slovenia, Belgium, England, Ireland, etc. So evangelization is something that naturally comes once people are standing in a right relationship with God. It sort of overflows from that. That's what we've sort of discovered anyway. Happy to be wrong.
What got you interested in evangelization?
Yeah, good question. I was in the seminary for a couple of years myself, and so I entered the seminary believing I had a calling to share what I'd received, to share the gospel. And in the end, I worked out that wasn't for me, and so I left. But in my time in the seminary, I was fortunate enough to be sent by my bishop, Bishop Peter Ingham from Wollongong, to go to a city mission in Vienna, which happened to be run by the Emmanuel community in collaboration with Cardinal Schönborn. And so I went there and experienced what it was like to really share the gospel in a big way. The whole city was on fire, and it was fantastic. So I sort of learned from that evangelization can be more than just sort of this personal one-to-one little interactions that we have every day, but it can also be something that's organized and planned, and I think the world needs that a bit too. In the end, it comes down to personal interactions, but we can set up circumstances to make those interactions more likely to take place. You can never force it, but you can do your best. You do your planning, and then you let God do the rest. So the city mission in Vienna was really the impetus for wanting to get more involved in evangelization. So when I returned from that city mission, I came to meet the local Emmanuel community, and one of the charisms of the Emmanuel community is to evangelize. So I became involved in different missions. And at that time, the seminary was starting to run some missions along with the Office for Evangelization and Renewal, which was just beginning at that time. And that ended up becoming the Credo Office. And so we were very much involved in these missions. And so that was really exciting for me. And so when I left the seminary, I was still in the Emmanuel community. And so mission has sort of become part of what I do as a member of the community. But I've also realized that more and more that it's not just simply because I'm in the Emmanuel community that I'm called to evangelize, but it's because I'm a Christian, because every Christian has the call to evangelize. And I'm not sure I really realized that before I entered the seminary and before I encountered the Emmanuel community. So for me, over time, I ended up getting married to Helen, who had been very much involved in those first missions in Sydney Archdiocese, and she had done the Emmanuel School of Mission as well. And so when we got married, we were immediately asked to be involved in an evangelization project with the University of Sydney chaplaincy. And so we were asked to run a mission house just up here in Glebe behind St. James Church. And so we had a number of students from Sydney Uni who came and joined us for that year, and we did some formation with them, and we went on missions, some little parish missions here and there, and missions with Sydney University. And so then I guess after that we came to live mission in our marriage. It became pretty natural. And so when we were asked to go on mission in Rome for 3 years, it was pretty easy for us to say yes, because we could see the real need for a school like that, especially because Helen had experienced it herself. She knew how rich it is. And so we really just jumped on the shoulders of giants and continued the work that was happening there already. I mean, we added our own little sort of things, but it really was a gift that had been entrusted to the Emmanuel community, and we just sort of ran with it. So my experience of evangelization has always been that it's not easy, but it's been incredibly rich and rewarding, not just for me personally, but for our marriage. With our evangelization as something that's core to our marriage, we really would be much more inward looking, and we wouldn't have grown as much in our relationship with the Lord and with each other.
You mentioned a little bit earlier about that something that stood out for you with your experience in Vienna was how, I guess, as you put it, the city was on fire. What exactly was the spark there that led to the fire? What's the key there that you found in your experience of Vienna that made it a little bit different to perhaps other experiences you've had of evangelization?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I was a bit freaked out because everyone was so happy. And you know, there's all this charismatic stuff, you know, and it was my first experience of charismatic sort of people. And yeah, they were weird. They were really weird, you know. But they had this joy, you know. So it was not so much that they were organizing lots of stuff, you know, like Father Stan was there from the Franciscans. And he's a nice guy. We were fortunate enough to meet him when we were in Rome. But I don't get his music, you know, like the whole rap stuff, but he does incredible work. So there's events like that were happening, and, you know, and plays and all this. Not my cup of tea, but it was the joy that people had that really touched me, and I could see that the people were really gaining a lot because they were giving a lot, you know, and you know, the school in Rome, our motto was, you know, give all, get more, and I really believe that's the key with evangelization. So when you do, your relationship with God really changes. It grows in a way that you can't predict.
There's this quote that's usually put out there. It's often attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, although I'm not sure if he ever actually said it. It's one of those questionable quotes, but yeah. it's the one that goes, preach the gospel at all times, but where necessary, use words. And I think that often we can hide behind that, sort of look at the if necessary or when necessary, use words to mean, okay, well, then we never have to use words. What would you say is the role of a kind of more active evangelization? So, of course, it's important to live the life of a Christian and that will in itself evangelize. But actually getting out there, you, of course, mentioned street evangelization, which I know for myself and I'm sure for many other young Christians, young Catholics, is a terrifying prospect.
Absolutely.
Why is that important?
Yeah, good. Look, it's... evangelizing on the streets is certainly it's extreme, isn't it? For us in Australia, we don't like anyone encountering us on the street. We walk past respectfully, no thank you, I've got one of those, even if you don't know what it is. But for me, I've discovered that I've got to put my money where my mouth is, and sometimes that means doing little crazy things, you know, like going out and in a group and speaking to people on the streets. You're certainly right that you can hide behind the idea that we just act like a witness, we do all the right things, we be nice to people, and we give our money to the charities and all the rest, and that'll be enough. And they're certainly important, and I'm not diminishing the value of those things. But at times, we actually have to speak to people. And it's because we have this great gift. And that great gift should really well up in us and overflow. And so the sort of things that we do in sort of active or dynamic evangelization involve stepping out of our comfort zone at times, and it involves personal encounter. And you're right that in Australian culture we find that terrifying, because we don't like people to encroach in our personal space, and we don't like to be told what to do either, I think. And I think we have a real concern with having people sort of telling us what the truth is, because if we hear the truth, then something has to change. Even those of us who sort of try and tick all the boxes in our Catholic faith, we still are scandalized by the truth at times, and so we don't like that, and so that's fairly natural. But for me, street evangelization is really a very rewarding thing, because it enables me to really put my money where my mouth is, and to reach people who are often really, really lonely, who have never necessarily had someone share their faith with them, never had people to listen to them. There's a lot of loneliness in our society, and so we need to be where the people are. And so one of the questions we ask people who come on courses like this, and we've done similar things in our missions in Rome, is where would Jesus go? Like, if Jesus was here right now, which parts of the world would he, and our society, would he actually go to? Where would he find the people who really need him? And you know, he didn't come to save the healthy people. He came to heal the sick. And so where are the sick in today's society? And that often means on the streets, or it might mean on the internet, which is why we look at internet evangelization. It might be people who come to church but don't necessarily do anything beyond sit and listen to a homily once a week and fall asleep during it because it's a bit boring. So we really try and go where people are, and especially where the sick and the poor are. And that's confronting, not just for the people we meet, it's confronting for us, but it's absolutely essential.
Mm. So. Yeah. Can you take me a little bit through just a bit of a taste of what the Dynamic Evangelization Intensive will be about?
Yeah, look, we're going to we're going to really try and capture what the Holy Father and the Vatican generally have been saying about evangelization. And this is not something new. It's not like JP2 coined the phrase the new evangelization and suddenly evangelization began. It's that we've got a history of it in the church from the very beginning, from even during Christ's lifetime, sending the apostles out two by two. And so we're going to have a particular look at the Pope's Evangelii Gaudium to see what he has to say. And it's quite a confronting encyclical. Even though it's talking about the joy of the gospel, it's confronting. And we're going to have a real think about how we testify or witness to our faith. So we'll really look at that from a personal point of view, because as I mentioned earlier, the thing that evangelizes is not the events that we organize, it's the personal encounters. So we have to be prepared to give witness to how Christ has worked in our life at any moment. And so we need to reflect on our own testimony, you could say, our own walk with the Lord. And so we'll have an opportunity to sort of work on that. We'll also plan and experience what we call a mercy night, which is, you could say, it's a bit similar to a second rite of reconciliation. So there's we encounter the word of God, and we have an opportunity to go to confession, but we also have an opportunity to hear some personal testimonies from people, perhaps and hopefully from some of the participants of the workshop. And there'll be an opportunity to pray and to be prayed with and all the rest. So it's a really beautiful experience, and it's something we've done all around the world. We did a very large mercy night, you could say, during World Youth Day in 2008, and I think there was 5,000 people there. Bishop Julian Porteous ran that, or helped to run that. It was quite incredible. I think we had 10,000 people in Madrid when we did it there. Absolutely amazing. 200 priests hearing confessions and all the rest. And so it's a little bit like Night Fever, I guess you could say, without the music. So it was Night Fever that we ran at these World Youth Days. And then we're also going to really hear about how to organise practically events in parishes, and then how to run a parish mission as well. And Helen brings a particular sort of wisdom and knowledge to that through her role helping to start the Office for Evangelization and Renewal, and then being principally responsible for organizing the missions at the school in Rome. So she's got a real wealth of knowledge to share, and so that'll be particularly useful for people who work in parishes, and also for priests who come along, and for anyone, any parishioners who are interested in trying to get things happening in their parish. So that's excellent. The overview.
Oh, sounds fantastic. Well, I hope a lot of people come along, learn to evangelize, and yeah, get started on Sydney and around Australia. Perhaps we'll be like Vienna.
There's lots of great stuff happening in Sydney. It's really fantastic. And yeah. Bishop Comensoli was actually in Vienna as well, as was Bishop Julian. And so I think that's why you see so much good happening.
Mm. Yeah, it's great to see. Well, thank you very much, Kevin, and thank you much for your work.
My pleasure, Luke.
God bless.
God bless.
That was Kevin Wagner speaking to Luke about evangelization. Kevin and his wife Helen will be teaching a course on dynamic evangelization at the Catholic Adult Education Centre in Lidcombe. The course starts on Saturday the 11th of October, but it's not too late to register. Visit caec.com.au to find out more. And for more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au.
cradio.org.au